Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. We've got a fascinating couple hours here for you. Richard Estepback with us. First got involved with paranormal research back in 1995 in the United Kingdom. He attended an overnight investigation of the infamous church that's called the Skidbrook case, and he spent the next 5 years investigating the haunted hamlets of Great Britain as a member of Andrew Wright's Leicester-based team. Richard co-founded the Boulder County Paranormal Research Group with his wife, Laura, after relocating to the United States back in 1999. His latest work is called Family, Friends, and Neighbors, Stories of Murder and Betrayal. Richard, welcome to the show.
Good morning, George, or good evening, depending on your time zone. How are you?
Absolutely, my friend. And you're in the States now, right?
I am. I'm in Colorado, Boulder County.
How's the weather your way?
Getting cold and expecting some snow.
That's what I hear. We're going to be out there in Boulder next week doing our Beyond Belief tapings. We've got to get a hold of you one day.
That's right. I've done your show in the past, and I loved it, so that'd be fun.
Get you back. We had a good response, to be sure.
Great.
Tell me your fascination. We'll talk about the paranormal a little bit later on, but tell me about your fascination with true crime.
Well, it actually stems from my connection with the paranormal. I was fortunate enough to investigate some haunted locations connected with crimes, and I find the crime aspect of it, the criminal aspect of it, every bit as fascinating as I did the paranormal. It speaks to the psychology of why humans do what they do under the most difficult and extreme of circumstances. So understanding what makes other people and ourselves tick, something we all have an interest in, right?
Richard, how prevalent is it where somebody kills a member of their own family? Does that happen a lot?
Scarily often, George. I mean, we have this huge fascination as a culture with serial killers, don't we? And I've written a couple of books on that subject myself. You can't turn on a streaming service without seeing a documentary about it, which speaks to our just interest in the serial murderer. But the reality of it is, you are four times more likely, if you live in the United States, to be killed by a stranger, to be killed by someone you know, than you are to be killed by a stranger. There's often certainly an acquaintance or a friendship or a familial connection in so many of these cases. This is why the police, whenever there is a homicide, first suspect is usually a close family member.
And they generally find out who did it by looking at the family member, don't they?
I mean, it's unfortunate, but if you see stripes, you should think zebras. And what I mean by that is, whenever a man or a woman goes missing, the husband, wife, or spouse is usually the person that detectives pay the most attention to, because quite often that's where the search ends.
In most cases, let's take serial killers. They're pretty random. It's people in the wrong place at the wrong time. But a general murder, how often do you think the victim knows the assailant?
Well, we actually have some pretty good stats on that, thanks to the U.S. Bureau of Justice stats, George. And they've looked at this, and it's kind of shocking when you think about it. So for the years 1993 through 2008, for example, here in the United States, between 21 and 27% of homicides were carried out by a complete stranger, stranger on stranger. 73 to 79% of the homicides happened between people who had some kind of pre-existing relationship. Now, that includes colleagues and things of that nature, right? But quite often it's friends, family members, and in a frightening number of cases, lovers, and they call this, you know, intimate violence, intimate partner violence, which is an epidemic and has been for many years.
Richard, what's happening in the United States right now, as there seems to be so much crime, people breaking into cars, smashing windows? Somebody told me at a church meeting in St. Louis, 50 cars were broken into. While people were in church, these assailants broke cars. I don't know what they're trying to find inside of a car, but why is that kind of crime so prevalent?
I don't think this is a uniquely U.S. phenomenon, George. I mean, I hear the same stories coming out of my friends and family in the U.K. and also in Europe. So I think what we're seeing is an increasingly stretched police force. We're seeing an increased willingness to commit crimes, and we're seeing sentencing that is perhaps not as severe as it once was. And I also think that we as a society, we're kind of guilty of glorifying the criminal, you know? There's this whole idea that it's kind of cool to, in certain quarters anyway, to engage in that kind of behavior. So if consequence is relatively low, if the, and I hate to use this word, gain and glory is relatively high, I mean, it's no surprise that people are going to do that, right? Especially if there's a likelihood they'll get away with it or get a slap on the wrist for doing it.
And most of those kind of assailants are younger kids. What happened to the parental responsibility?
Well, I think that there are a lot of parents out there that are doing the best they can with what they have. There are a lot of single-parent families. And, you know, my mom was a single mom raising me growing up in the 70s. That's a full-time job, and it's a tough and challenging job. You know, we live in a day and age now where it's increasingly difficult to parent a child. Times have changed. Resources are fewer. And a lot of parents, I think, don't feel like they were ever qualified or trained in how to parent.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Richard, NBC's Dateline has been featuring a number of crime stories over the past several months. Murders and bizarre stories. There seems to be a lot of interest in that.
Yeah, I think that we're perennially fascinated with that kind of thing, aren't we? The idea that we can kind of vicariously understand this stuff, that we can experience it at second hand in a safe kind of way. And I think the reason true crime's always been so popular as well is we like to see how we would we have spotted these people ourselves? Would we have become victims of the crime ourselves? Would we have been able to evade or avoid it? I think that explains why so many of us find this so interesting.
How is the murderer developed? How is he created? And at what point in his life or her life do they become the killer?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? Because murderer is a broad enough term. I mean, on the one hand, you and I have talked on this show about serial killers. We've had the great time-honored debate of, is it nature over nurture, one or the other? And I think it's actually kind of a perfect storm of both in those cases. For this newer book, I've been looking at more personal, family-related, intimate murder. And the motivations for that are manyfold. What's unfortunate is I think that there's such a link to male anger. You know, what I mean by that is that 90%, I believe, of kind of intimate violence and murder is carried out by an aggressive, controlling, domineering male. And sometimes there are red flags. Usually there are red flags, but they aren't always reported or they aren't always acted upon.
Is it a crime of passion most of the time?
You know, sometimes, quite often, we see a female that is trying to get out of an abusive relationship that has been suffering for years, sometimes months, years, and is trying to get out. And the male, who is psychologically out of control, takes an attitude of, well, if I can't have you, nobody can. And despite the fact that there may be protective orders, restraining orders, things of that nature, those don't always act as the deterrence we would want them to. The male snaps, and it ends in a tragedy.
Why can't he just walk away, Richard, instead of murdering the girlfriend or the wife?
It's a fantastic question, isn't it? Why can't they just walk away? Why can't they accept responsibility for so many aspects of their lives? When we look at these individuals, you know, and the numbers don't lie. If it sounds like I'm beating up on men, well, firstly, I am one. But secondly, the numbers don't lie. This is an overwhelmingly male phenomenon. And we should ask ourselves, we're raising some pretty angry young men, right? You talked about crime, George, and we're seeing a lot of that out there on the streets. As an angry young man myself, a lot of that aggression was directed down a more healthier path in the military. You know, I was fortunate enough to be in the British Territorial Army, and I got to channel that in a good way, a productive way. But that outlet is not something we see all the time. So we see these angry young men growing up to become angry middle-aged men. They either don't get told no, they don't understand boundaries, and before we know it, they're out of control, and it ends violently and in tears. So we need to look at the way we're raising this generation, but primarily look at the way we're raising our boys to become men. What kind of role models do they have?
Is it mental? Or is it physical? I mean, is there some kind of hormonal imbalance?
I think you look at the sheer explosion in this, and is there a hormonal component to it? I mean, I think what it is primarily uncontrolled anger. You know, again, aggression is present in everyone. We've all had that moment where somebody cut us off in traffic. And just for that split second, you know, we're on the edge of a road rage reaction. And of course, the vast majority of people don't follow through on it. Maybe we swear, you know, but we don't get engaged in an incident because we all know that those can end in tragedy. The kind of personalities, though, that take that next step, that give in to their anger, that fuel their anger, they tend to take it out on their nearest and dearest. I'm a paramedic by profession, and one thing that most medical professionals will tell you is this. Super Bowl Sunday or major sporting events, holidays, we see a huge spike in domestic violence. And again, it comes with this swell of strong emotion and frustration, pent-up rage. And it's tragically directed against the nearest and dearest, the very people that should be protected the most by these individuals.
And aren't these individuals thinking of the ramifications that they're going to get caught?
I think when the blinding rage comes over so many of them, they are caught in that moment of they're driven entirely by anger, driven by fury, driven by rage. And we see the consequences of that can play out over a long period of time sometimes. We look at the phenomenon of stalking. You know, we have, again, so many tragic cases of females that did escape an abusive relationship, or so they thought, only to be stalked by the individual that was abusing them. And despite their very best efforts in the world to start over, it ends in a homicide months, sometimes years down the line.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.